I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Newly released documents show Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore urged fellow justices to action after the U.S. Supreme Court effectively legalized gay marriage nationwide. Court papers filed today show that Moore asked the other justices to clarify the state's position in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling. The documents show that Moore cited Kentucky court clerk and gay marriage opponent Kim Davis in claiming that Christians who oppose same-sex weddings could be forced to give up their public jobs. Moore also quoted Shakespeare, a Nazi opponent from 1940s Germany, in internet postings and asking fellow court members to act. Moore is suspended from his job, awaiting trial on judicial ethics charges of improperly issuing an order on same-sex marriage. The first ever tech tank is coming to Huntsville. It's a chance for 40 small businesses to rub elbows with national agencies, including the Defense Department and the National Defense University. It allows small business owners along the Tennessee Valley to talk with the federal government. The event is being sponsored by TechRich. That's a division of the Women's Business Center of North Alabama. Project manager Terry Griffin says the summit could help small businesses survive the current economy.
We provide core and specialized services, not the least of which is one-on-one counseling, to try to help businesses survive and thrive. Statistically, a small business that starts today may not be here. In fact, there may be a 90 to 95% chance that that business will not be here in 5 years. We try to reverse those odds.
All activities will take place in the Cummings Research Park at the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology at the nearby Jackson Center. The residents in Mobile will soon get a unique opportunity to see how their police department works. Applications are being accepted for the department's new Citizens Academy. The program will allow civilians to see firsthand how Mobile police officers train and how they handle hostile situations. Lieutenant Travis Danley says applicants will work hands-on with the staff both in the classroom and in the field.
The basic idea of it is to bring citizens in and to introduce them to what we do so that they'll have a better understanding of the police department. It's also a way for us to foster relations with the community where they have a better understanding of what we do, how we do it, and most importantly, sometimes why we do what we do.
Danley says they usually see up to 50 applicants a year, but only 35 people will make the cut. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley and central and west Alabama areas tonight with lows in the mid-70s, and clouds roll out of the area after midnight in Mobile and the Gulf Coast. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.